Welcome to my blog talk radio show, Live Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader. I am a coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. My guest for today's show is my loving, kind, and creative friend, Deborah Oakland. Deborah is the author of an inspiring book titled Change Your Movie, Change Your Life, and she's also the founder of Living in Courage Online, a spiritual oasis for overcoming life's biggest challenges. Today, we will be talking about conscious choices and changes and how changing the choices for your movie can change your life in wonderful ways. Welcome, Deborah.
Hi, Margot. Thanks for having me on again. Always enjoy our conversations. And conscious choice, I think, is a great topic for today, especially with everything going on with people in the world.
Well, and, you know, I also, my only regret about it is that I didn't have you on last week because, I mean, it's really definitely, I say that even though last week's guest was awesome and we had a great conversation about all kinds of things about contribution and creativity and all sorts of other wonderful things. But the thing is conscious choices. It's so important, and this conversation actually is like a continuation of the conversation I had with Kara Brown, the artist, last week about how we can choose what we're going to pay attention to and make choices consciously, you know. And it was funny because after I was thinking about who do I want to have on the show, and then I was looking at your book that was on my desk, and I went, wow, look at this. Concepts, courageous, change your movie, change your life. I mean, it was just like, I've got to have Deborah on, and we've got to talk about all of these C's that have to do with change and, you know, do it now. Do it at the beginning of the year.
Yep. Good idea. Good way to start the new year.
Yeah. Well, for the people listening that have not heard about your book, if you could just tell them briefly why you titled it Change Your Movie, Change Your Life, and a tiny bit about the overview of it. And then I'd like to get into talking about concept one, which is also chapter one of your book. Okay.
Well, the name of my book is Change Your Movie, Change Your Life, 7 Real, R-E-E-L, Concepts for Courageous Change. And it's wrapped around the movies, and it's the 7 concepts that I realized were important to me and that my husband and I both live our life by after we had a great deal of loss in our family. We lost both our children, both my brothers and my father in a very short period of time. And I know a lot of people go through loss, and it grief is a whole nother conversation. But I wrote this book as a way for people to come out of and through the other side of grief and realizing that life is a movie. And we are individual movies in the bigger picture of the bigger picture, and that we can control and change everything that we want to and manifest in physical form what we would like to change in our life, what we like to put into motion. And it's just one of those things. I mean, it morphed itself like 3 different times as it was being written. And It just, the movie theme came up, and I had the book done, and I heard in my head, name of the book is Change Your Movie, Change Your Life. And I actually said out loud, no, it's not. That's not what the name of the book is. There's nothing about the movies in the book. I said, it is now. So then I had to revamp the book again. So that's why it took so many years to write and to, you know, get out there, and now it's great. I love it, and it's more relevant today than ever, this book, especially with everything going on in the world. People are confused. Everybody's so much tension. People are at each other's throats, and it's not really necessary, you know? It's a conscious choice to say, no, I'm not going to participate in the anger. And the things that aren't working, I'm going to choose what I want for my life. It's my conscious choice. I can direct my energy, my thoughts, my feelings, intentions, because everything's energy, and these are frequencies that carry us into the experiences of our life living motion picture. So I think one of the greatest opportunities is learning to direct this energy. And we never get it right 100% of the time, but being able to direct that energy determines how things manifest outwardly in our lives and are a direct result of how we manage our energy, our lives, our family, our work. And so that's what I wrote it about.
You know, what you said about it being more relevant than ever now is so true. And I was just, as I was looking at the cover and then deciding to look at conscious choice, which is concept number one, which is what I wanted to talk about on the show today, as I was telling you when we were talking earlier, looking through this copy of the book that I have in front of me, almost the whole chapter is yellow. I remember Wayne Dyer used to say that, you know, he would get a book and he was really into it and he'd be highlighting it with his yellow marker, and all of a sudden it's like the parts that weren't highlighted became the highlights, you know. And that's true of me and the books that mean the most to me, and this chapter especially, you know, it's like I just love it. I'm so glad you wrote it.
Oh, well, thank you. I have a quote in the book. It says, the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. Unforeseen incidents, meetings, material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. It's a quote by William H. Murray. And I think about creating in our lives. And if you think about it, if anything's going to manifest in physical form before your eyes, there needs to be a thought form which sparks a vision, a dream, a desire. And it's so important that you create in your mind. You've got a whole brain, a whole mind, a whole imagination that you can sit and you can use to create whatever you want. And nobody is judging it. No one's saying you can't do that. This is better. You're just in your mind and you're creating anything that you want. And it's important to spend that time to create those thought forms and to visualize what you want. If you want your dreams to manifest, as a, you know, these desires they're important and they pull us forward.
Well, and I think of the things that strikes me as being super important is the whole idea of it being conscious choices for how you want to live your life, and conscious choices for how you want to maybe change your life for the better. And I say for the better because, you know, as I've talked with you before, I mean, change can be overwhelming sometimes. There's so many changes the world throws at us, our families or friends or other people want us to change this or that. And sometimes I resist change because of that. And I was looking at your book, though, as I was preparing to have this conversation with you, and change actually appears three times on the cover of your book. So
it does.
Yeah. But it's the whole idea is to make conscious choices for changes that will make your movie, your life, more wonderful.
It's a constant. You know, I mean, every moment of every day, you make choices. You know, every single thing you do is a choice. And if you make really bad ones, it's difficult to have a happy life, you know. And like I talk about in the book, there's this magnetic, magical power in conscious choice, connecting us to our heart, to the things that we desire. And when we can really get in there and start making these conscious choices, deliberately moving past limitation and being like courageously inspired by unlimited attitude and feeling, we can take control of our life, and no one else gets to do that for us. And we can't give our power away unless we give it away. It's ours unless we give it away consciously. So it's good to keep your power with you, you know, as our world's a creation, and we're here to create our worlds, our own worlds within the world. And I like to think of life as a movie. So you've got all these small movies within the bigger picture of life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything that you do is seen. And you see it, you judge it, other people see it and judge it. And it's best to just step back and go, what am I doing? What conscious choices am I making? And are they making a difference in my life? Or are they not helping me move forward in any positive direction?
Yeah, right.
We're all
and
different.
I think,
nobody's the same. Everybody's
yeah, and
different.
I think,
everybody sees the world different.
Oh. The more we can realize that, the better it is, you know, and that it's so funny because it took me so long in my life to realize that there, as, you know, as Wayne Dyer again has said, you know, 51% of the people liking you, that's a landslide, you know, and it's because
mm-hmm.
everybody has their own perspective. They all have their own personal history. They all have their own beliefs, the way they grew up, the things that they've experienced. And so everybody sees things and perceives things in different ways. And
they do.
I stop to think about it that way, it would be impossible for 100% of the people to like even one thing that you do, much less all of the things that you do.
Right. That's why you have to live for yourself. You have to decide what's working for you and what's not working, regardless of what other people are doing or outside influences. And there's two choices, love and fear. And I'm not talking about when you're a little child, your parents are saying, oh, don't jump off that, you'll break your arm, or don't burn your finger on the stove. I'm talking
right.
about fear that's created and programmed into people, and things that happen, you know, since we're a small child, everyone's giving us their opinion, teaching us, you know, it's endless. So you can choose love or fear, but the power of conscious choice sets you free. That gives you freedom. And that's a big, big thing, just the word freedom.
Oh,
and
God,
it's,
yeah.
And the best
freedom.
Part, it's free. It's freely available to anyone that chooses to use it. It doesn't cost a penny.
Wow. I love that. Freedom is free to anyone who chooses to use it. Yeah. That is so true. That is so true. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
yes.
And if you think about nothing's – like if you're going to talk about conscious choice and movies, and, like nothing's accomplished without action. This is something that I've written about in the book. Your thoughts
mm-hmm.
equal your feelings equal action.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's all the important parts of action, beginning with thought, you know, it's underrated action step, actually, and confuses a lot of people. So you start to question and investigate why the tremendous power of thought has been repressed, you know? So it's like reclaim your power, step out of the shadow of the doubt and fear, choose wisely, make choices that support your life, and take the necessary steps to make your dreams happen. You know, that's freedom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So true. And
trust your inner self. Trust your gut. It knows.
Well, you know, speaking of that,
yeah.
Okay, I've been thinking a lot lately about dreams and heart's desires. And I write about those in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. And the thing is dreams are what I'm talking about dreams, it's heart's desires. It's not, you know, oh, I'm going to own like 5 homes and a jet or something like that. It's heart's desires, what your heart wants you to do while you're here on Earth and what really matters mm-hmm. most to you. And that to me is how we know whether something's right for us or wrong for us, but we have to take mm-hmm. the time to actually think about the choices that we've made and the choices that we're going to make in order to move, like you said, in the direction of those heart's desires
mm-hmm.
and to take the actions.
Yeah. Well, I like that you mentioned the heart, because there's this magnetic power in conscious choice that connects us to our heart, and that loves to bring us what we desire. And there's all kinds of variables in there at the same time, but by moving past, you know, our self-imposed limitation and being courageously inspired by these wonderful feelings and attitude and joy, we, you know, we'll decide what we want to be, you know, because our world is a creation and we're here to create our own worlds, you know, we really, our own world, like I said, within the larger picture, you know, our little movie is mm-hmm. What we decide to produce and direct and who's going to be in it, you know, who's your supporting cast, you know, do you like who's in it? Maybe their time with you is finished and it's time for them to move on. Because, you know, in life you think, especially when you're young, that the people you're around are going to be around you forever. And
right.
then they all fade off into the distance. You're like, oh, my gosh, why did they go? Did I do something wrong? Did they not like me or whatever? Let them go. It's time for them to go meet new people, learn new lessons. New people come into your life. They learn new things. They learn lessons. You learn. You share your experiences in the movie, and then off they go. You know, and it's okay. Let them go. Don't make yourself crazy, which I've done, you know, trying to figure it all out. But now I'm just like, you know, it's all the way it's supposed to be. It's just frequency and energy, and everybody's moving and grooving to their own vibe in life with other people, and it's okay, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay.
You know, when you said that, the reason I was starting to laugh is because I was that way, too, for so long, you know, wanting to change other people so that they would do what I wanted or like me or love me or want to create with me or whatever, you know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, we have to be able to listen to our own heart and to do what feels right for us, even when, and I realize this, even when other people think we're crazy because
yep.
they don't
yep.
get it.
Exactly.
It's just not their,
no.
it's not their heart's desire. It's not their dream. It's not their movie.
No. It's not, and there's a lot of different movies going on in the world right now. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
live the one you're in the best you can, and not much else
you
can do, but just enjoy the one you're in.
Yeah, well, it's funny when you were saying that about all the different movies that in the world and that are going on at once, and it's true. I remember when I was proofreading your book, and I was on an airplane, and I was thinking about changing your movie, changing your life, casting it, what your movie's like, what you were saying, what's the soundtrack like, what's the location, what are the colors, what are the people, et cetera, you know. And I'm looking around the airplane, and all these people are watching movies on their little screens in front of them or on their laptop computers or iPads or whatever. And I'm thinking about it and going, every one of these people – or most of them anyway, are watching different movies than the other people
mm-hmm.
are. And that is going to totally change how they feel during this flight and after they get off the flight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And men tend to watch different movies than women a lot of times, you know.
What was that?
I said men tend to watch different movies and shows than women a lot of the time. And I noticed
yeah.
A lot of women like heart-based things, you know, on shows and movies. It's mm-hmm. it's a feel-good kind of thing. No, I mm-hmm. mean, not everybody, but it typically, you know, I watch what my husband likes. I see what my husband likes to watch versus what I like to watch. It's a whole different mm-hmm. world. And that's okay. It makes what I watch makes me happy, and what he watched makes him happy. So we have to compromise, another C word, another compromise, you know, when we're together watching something, so that we're both all happy having a bad experience.
Yeah, that's really
if you're thinking
true.
About your movie in life and mm-hmm. and we're the director and the writer and screenwriter, we're everything, we're the editor, mm-hmm. the best editing tool available is the power of conscious choice. Because every
so
moment
true.
You have a new opportunity to focus your efforts on living your best life and leaving the less than stellar scenes behind, or just chuck them in the dustbin. And you can rewrite a script anytime you want to. If it's not working, rewrite it. You know, throw a script out and start over. You know, a lot of people.
I love that.
Their life, you know, say somebody's been married for 20 years and all of a sudden one of them decides to leave and the other one doesn't know anything about it. They're not prepared for this shock.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've got to write a new script. You got to start all over from a different perspective. And then there's all the blame game and all the horrible thoughts that go with it. What did I do wrong? You know, what are people going to think? You know, you just rewrite the movie. Start over. It's okay.
No. Yeah, and think of it as an opportunity at that point to
mm-hmm.
write a movie that feels really good to you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a guy, yeah. it'll probably be more of an action movie, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And if you're a girl, probably, not always, more of a happily ever after movie. Yeah, I like those.
I know. My husband laughs at me because sometimes I like to watch a Hallmark, and he's just like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
You like to
you
watch
know,
what?
And I'll rope him into a Hallmark. You
oh,
know, like
I
a
love
feel
the
good,
Hallmark
happy
movies.
Hallmark. Well, a lot of women do, you know, and romance novels, whatever. And, you know, he's just like, oh, my gosh, but I'll rope him in now and then. And then, you know, I kind of can know, is he going to like this one because this is – you know, more guy oriented, and you know, every now and then he'll sit and watch one, but you know, it's just the way it is. We are
you know,
all so different.
Yeah, Dudley luckily likes some of them. You're right, not all of them. I mean, and sometimes I have to be careful because I want to watch more of them than he wants to watch. But you know.
Well, that's
it's
why some
about
people
balance.
Have two TVs in their house. But
what
I don't want
that?
To sit separately. That's why some people have two TVs in their house. But I don't prefer to sit in separate rooms from each other, you know, when you're having a nice evening together.
Exactly. And we only have one TV for that reason, too. I mean, we actually could have more TVs in the house because we have an old one in the garage that we could bring in somewhere. But, no, I mean, and a couple of my single friends have said that, oh, well, just put a TV in the bedroom or in one of the other rooms and go watch what you want to watch. And I'm thinking,
no.
No.
No, I don't like that. Yeah. One thing I did want to mention is this whole feeling of oneness
mm-hmm.
in the world, which it doesn't exist right now, you know, and
mm-hmm.
separation from each other it separates us from what I say in the book is the grace of oneness. And when it's embraced, we live in unity, peace, love and compassion. And that's why I like the book The Alchemist, because it's all part of the soul of the universe. You know, you go out and you search throughout your life and you end up coming right back to yourself, because you always have to face yourself and the decisions that you make, the conscious choices that you make, are vital to how your life turns out, you know.
Yeah.
And I originally had this book, I had chosen wisdom as the first concept. And my friend,
mm-hmm.
Carol, he said, no, it's got to be conscious choice. And I fought against it for a while. And then I finally got it through my head. It had to be conscious choice. He was right. And
yeah,
I paid attention. And, you know, I'd worked so hard on the book and there was so much still to do. And I just didn't want to have to redo a whole chapter. And, you know, finally I'm just like, okay, I get it. Get it. It needs to be conscious choice. One of the most important things that you can do in every day, every moment of every day. And, you know,
yeah,
like shift happens in our life when we disengage from discord. And the old triggers, because we all have these triggers,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of negative things pop up. You know, when we all have habits. Habits are so hard to break. But embracing the power of conscious choice daily and keeping that in the forefront of your mind, whether you're in a good place or bad place,
mm-hmm,
it gives you a chance to consider the decisions you made, what makes you feel good, what doesn't, and you know, just kind of start rewriting parts of the movie that you did not enjoy being in.
Yeah. And God, we only have about 3.5 minutes left. I can't believe how fast the time's going. But I just wanted to say that what you were saying fits in with something that I've started doing years ago at the end of each year, is make a list of things that I'm glad, or choices and things that I'm glad that I did that year. And then at the beginning of the year, start picturing what I want to put, or would like to at least put on my list at the end of this year. So what conscious choices,
mm-hmm,
would make me feel really good if I can put them on the list at the end of the year. And
yeah,
you were
great.
Yeah, you know, you were talking about courage, and a lot of that comes from, courage comes from love and from our heart. And so by being able to listen to our heart, that helps us have the courage to do the things,
mm-hmm,
that can create the movie we're supposed to live in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've only got, like I said, a couple of minutes left, though. So what would you most like to say to our listeners before we have to leave?
I'm just going to read a real quick part of the towards the end of the book, of this conscious choice. No one can think for you. No one else can think for you. You have a voice, you have a choice, which puts you on the road to personal freedom. People can encourage you to change your thought, but the thinking is up to you. Think of your inner power as regenerative, a deliberate creation of its best. And this is more than self-improvement, it's self-alignment. Reorienting ourselves to produce a positive, powerful alignment of our mind, which brings us back to center, back to balance, puts us in control of our lives. And there's this immense power in being in charge of all our thoughts. So together, our combined thoughts, feelings, and actions with all of us, we could change the world. That's it.
Wow. Ah, and if we all focus on love, you know, I mean, instead of fear.
Yep.
Focus on love and what we love and what we would love to create in the world, and you know, what we would love for all the other people and animals, and also for our planet as well.
Hopefully that's changing little by little.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Deborah. Thank you for writing this book. And
thanks for inviting me on the show. And anybody that wants to find me, just go to Debra, Deborah Oakland at .com, DeborahOakland.com. And they can sign up for my newsletter. I only send it out once a month. I don't inundate people, and everything.
I love your
right
newsletter.
There. And you've got the free gifts that go along with it.
Do it, you guys. And
Thank you. Also,
please share this replay of this show with your family and friends, and I'll start talking about conscious choices and changes that you'd like to make this year.
Yep.
So
it's a good time to do it. It's the first of the year.
Yeah. Now is a great time to do it instead of waiting till the end of the year and going, oh, I didn't do all the things I wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Deborah. Thank you. And
it's always a pleasure to be on your show. Always a
pleasure.
So I'm grateful.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And I want to say to everyone including you, live your music, whatever that music is that's in your heart.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bye for now, Deborah. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.